TxDOT expects the first installment of the Proposition 1 funds to be $1.7 billion, but with oil and gas prices dropping, next year's installment could be dramatically lower. See, the formula works by taking taxes on oil and gas, called the severance tax, and sending them directly to the state highway fund. So if the price of oil and gas isn't as high, less money will be coming in from the tax. John Barton is the Deputy Executive Director of the Texas Department of Transportation.
It's not a consistent tool moving in the future because depending on the production levels and the price of oil, how much is actually brought in can fluctuate time to time.
When the Texas legislature voted in 2013 to put Proposition 1 on the ballot, the price of oil was $106 a barrel. Now it's down to $69 a barrel. That's about a 35% drop. Proposition 1 wasn't expected to fix all of Texas's transportation woes. After all, the agency says it's operating at a $5 billion shortfall every year. But with more and more people and goods rolling across Texas's highways every year, transportation has begun to gain widespread political support. Case in point, the 80% approval of Proposition 1. Incoming Governor Greg Abbott says one of his priorities this legislative session will be to fix TxDOT's shortfall.
I've outlined a detailed plan that will ensure that we add $4 billion more per year for building roads in this state without raising taxes, fees, or tolls. If we hope to be able to continue to expand economic opportunity in this state, we must build the infrastructure that will help that economic development.
Abbott says he'll do that by supporting a bill that dedicates two-thirds of the vehicle sales tax to the highway fund, an estimated additional $2 billion a year. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.